Welcome to Sights Above. Selecting your sight and getting set up for observing. There are two primary factors when evaluating your sight, and both must be considered during your equipment selection process. The first is light pollution, which is light from ground sources, streetlights, airports, etc., that reflect light to the sky. The second is your sight's clear view radius. This is the direction in the sky, north, south, east, and west, that are free from obstructions such as trees, buildings, hills, and etc. Light pollution. If you are located within a city or have selected a site area where high light pollution, you may be restricted from some larger scopes, usually over 8 inch. Larger diameter scopes collect a lot of light, good and bad, so be careful of getting a scope that is too large to be useful in a high pollution area. There are LPR filters, which stands for light pollution reduction, that may help reduce the unwanted light if the pollution levels are light to medium. If the light pollution in your area is too high, you can either select another site location or consider a smaller scope that will minimize the effects of the light pollution. If you have a very dark sky with minimal obstructions, the choice of sizes and types of scopes will be greatly expanded. Clear view. The perfect site would have 360 degrees available for viewing. This is rare when selecting your home as your primary site location. At my location, from my back deck, I have 75% of the sky available to view, north, south, and west. If something special is happening in the east, I must use an alternate site location. The good thing about observing the night skies is that all objects move and change location throughout the nights and months. By scheduling the objects you wish to observe in advance, you can work around most obstructions. Setting up. If your home is your primary site, setup will become routine as it will be the same each night. If you have to use a remote location, while it may be initially more difficult, transporting the scope, crossing the field, etc., it too will soon become routine. In either case, make sure you allow time for your scope's temperature to become stable to the air around it. Depending on the difference in degrees from your storage location to observing location and the type of scope you have, this normally takes about 5 to 15 minutes. Allow additional time for cold conditions. This will help reduce distortion in your image often experienced during the time it takes your scope to become stable. Your accessories should be well organized and secure. You do not want to be dropping or stepping on your eyepieces and CCD equipment in the dark. If you are using motorized equipment, make sure your battery is charged. Finally, if you are still not sure that the scope you have selected is right for your site, discuss it with either the manufacturer of the scope or the dealer you plan on purchasing it from. Do not expect them to tell you exactly what to buy or what you need. They will recommend either a style type or several types and sizes that would be well for your location as you have described it. The final selection must be yours and is dependent on your needs and budget. Try and remember, the last thing either party wants to have is an unhappy customer. Well, at least this is true with the vendors I have chosen. Safety tip. Check the path you use to get your equipment to your site and your site area for tripping hazards before you start your setup. After setup, check around your scope to make sure it is clear, as you will have to change your position several times during your observation session. Many a scope has suffered damage because someone forgot to check these items by rushing the setup process. In daylight, we can see what is in our way. In the dark, what we cannot see is still there. Always check a new site location in the daylight before attempting to use it at night. If you are using a remote site, having a cell phone with you is a good idea. Be careful and enjoy the great sights above. This audio has been brought to you by www.sightsabove.com. Thank you for visiting.